Lebanon has suffered a lot in the past year. The pandemic, yes, but also a calamitous economic meltdown and an explosion at a Beirut port that destroyed entire swaths of the capital city. Now the country is on its knees. Public services have broken down. There are shortages of everything. NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports on how this once cosmopolitan hub in the Middle East is becoming a dark place where even the once wealthy now struggle for the basics.
The signs of the collapse of this great city are everywhere. There are smashed up storefronts from the explosion last August still. Banks are all boarded up. Much of the country's famous restaurant scene is closed down. And even the traffic lights don't work. So every junction is this dangerous snarl of cars. People have to waste so many hours just trying to get the basics. Like Walid Harouni, who we meet outside a pharmacy. He says this is the seventh or eighth pharmacy he's visited in search for medication for his sick relative. We follow him in, and he asks the pharmacist for the drugs, which include the usually common painkiller, Panadol. Impossible, the pharmacist tells him. This is the reality of pharmacies around Beirut. I've seen people in tears because they can't get the medicines they need, sometimes for really serious diseases like diabetes or cancer. Harouni says he wants to keep searching for his relative's medicines, but his Vespa scooter has run out of gas. And this is a problem because in Lebanon now, getting gas means waiting in line, sometimes in the blistering heat, for hours or a day. I go to one of those fuel lines at a gas station in central Beirut. So we're standing outside the gas station that has a pretty major artery of Beirut running past it, but that road is mostly blocked by a line of cars and a line of motorbikes that are all waiting to get fuel. People start waiting in line before dawn, hours before the gas station even opens. The World Bank says this country is now in one of the worst economic crises anywhere in the world since the 1800s. For 11 months, Lebanon's politicians, seen as corrupt and dysfunctional, have failed to form a government or force through economic reforms. The local currency has collapsed, and banks have frozen withdrawals on dollar accounts, meaning people can't get their own money. Lebanese who were used to a Western lifestyle of nice cars and holidays abroad can barely make ends meet. We go to a once crowded shopping district of Beirut where there are now almost no customers. We meet Ifat, the owner of a clothes store. She says she's too embarrassed about her situation to give us her last name.
You go to the supermarket, you can't buy anything. Either the item you do find, you will be shocked from the prices.
She breaks down into tears.
We've never passed through this before. People used to have money. Now you have nothing. Which is really terrible, ancient.
State electricity only works for a few hours a day. Generators used to plug the gap, but now there's not enough fuel to power them all the time.
No electricity!
How much electricity do you have in your house right now? We sweat in the night because there's nothing in the night.
We cannot sleep. We cannot sleep. Either you walk on the balcony waiting for the electricity to come or for the generator just to have for a couple of hours of sleep. That's it. No water? What else? Really, what else? It's a hell.
Water companies don't have fuel for the pumps. In the once crowded restaurants, food rots in warm fridges. Hospitals have cut air conditioning in all but the most critical wards. And the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says 70% of Lebanese now don't even have enough money to always buy food. Like Mahmoud Sabra, he's a private chauffeur for a family. He says his wife and three children have moved in with her parents in a different city because they can no longer afford the rent in Beirut. Sometimes they have to skip meals. Meat is a luxury. Sabra says his son told him the other day he was dreaming of a chicken sandwich. He says life today is not living, it's humiliation. Lebanon's leaders have asked to be bailed out by foreign countries.
But the international community has seen help in the past squandered by incompetence and corruption. They want major reforms which the politicians won't implement. So for now, Lebanon is on its own. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.